Can you hear that? Less than 50 years ago, it sounded like that here at the forge on the Fraunhof. The blacksmith's hammer pounded, the fire crackled, the bellows fanned and the horses neighed. Today one would probably complain about such a noise in the neighborhood. But back then, in the old days, you were glad that you had the blacksmith in the village. The blacksmith was important, even vital, especially for agriculture. Who else would have forged the plows, repaired tools, made the iron fittings for the wooden wheels on the wagons? And above all, who'd make the shoes for the horses that were irreplaceable in everyday work life? Take a look under the forge's porch roof on the right. Can you see the wooden frame? This is where the horses were tied for shoeing. The blacksmith also cared for the hooves and claws of other farm animals like oxen, cows or goats. Here in Nierstein we are lucky that the old forge has been preserved to this day. And that in its original form. Inside the blacksmith's shop it looks the same today as in times when the forge was still active and used. Everything is still in place, even the old tobacco pipe is right there where the blacksmith Philip Engel IV used to put it before he gave up the forge in 1975. If you wanted to, you could start a forge fire and just restart the old smithy. And so the Nierstein village forge, which was first mentioned in a document in 1727, is now one of the oldest in Rheinhessen, and a precious reminder of the good old times of handcraft and hard manual work.